Hello everyone. Good evening out there. It is Thursday?
Wednesday,
June 10th. Hello. Welcome. We are better together. We out here, summertime in Minneapolis. Hope everyone is having a wonderful evening, wonderful month, wonderful year so far. It's been tough. It's been a long time coming. Welcome back. It's good to talk once again. We have some wonderful, illustrious guests with us today to have a conversation, to talk about what's going on, and to get some more insight. We'll welcome, first off, my wonderful and my beautiful wife, Miss Tanisha Russell. And then we have Miss Jenny.
Hello.
All right, enough. All right. So we're going to get right to it. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to talk about what we talk about. And when we talk about what we talk about, we are better together because we are coming up with ideas to improve our community, our world, the human race. We want to just talk about it, talk about what we feel, and talk about what we're doing to lead in our community. I forgot to mention we have Miss Arian Russell on the episode today. She's playing with her toy.
She's our background singer.
Yes, and dancer. Welcome, Arian. Say hi. Okay, all right. Hello. I got some icebreaker questions I want to get into. Are you going to answer some icebreaker questions?
No.
Okay. We'll ask Tanisha and Jenny.
If
there was one thing you want to rid the world of, what is that one thing would be?
Mosquitoes. That's a good one.
A world without mosquitoes.
That would be
really
nice.
What do you think?
I don't know. That's complex.
How do you narrow it down
thing.
To just
I
one thing?
I could be really deep, or I could be
go with mosquitoes.
Fun, yeah, and say mosquitoes. I guess just because I know
smart
that this
move.
Is going to be a nice deep conversation, I'll try to keep it light for this one. So I will say I would rid the world
what's
of
daddy toys.
Stress.
Daddy toys.
Ridding the world of stress. Yeah, I could see the world without stress.
Negative stress, though.
That would really help.
Yeah.
Negative stress.
Right.
Because some stress is good, but negative stress is very unproductive and unfulfilling.
Because the positive stress is what we need a lot of at this moment. I feel like I've been trying to take advantage of the positive stresses in life, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, I would get rid of the hate. Like, just
yep.
Eliminate hate. See how the world would be. Is everybody just all happy, peaceful, happy, loving? Like, what would that world look like?
If
do we want that?
Nobody had hate toward
no
anybody else.
No hate towards anything.
Or
like,
anything.
You don't hate anything. You
yeah.
just... Yeah, I like... Chitlins, I'll try it. I love
whoa.
It.
That's an awful lot.
Yeah,
it's love though.
Far.
You don't hate it. You love it, you know. But yeah, that's a little bit too far.
I will still strongly dislike chitlins.
Yeah, I dislike.
If we couldn't hate, I would strongly dislike.
That's right.
Them.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Uh-oh, she's dipping
Why'd
tools.
Why'd you do that,
Arian? What's going
I'm
on?
Still gonna drink it, but
don't get into mommy's stuff.
Well, this is why we're live, because things happen when we're live with the
little bit of stress.
Almost right 2-year-old Arian is going to be 2 years old in 10 days. So, birthday shout out for Miss Arian. So, we want to talk about what's going on and just kind of dive in deep into what Miss Jenny's pearl is and just kind of talk about what you have going on too, Tanisha. So, we'll just kind of get a perspective of like how you guys feel. Like, what's the mood of your feeling right now? It's been 2 weeks since the death of George Floyd, and we've seen a lot of things happening throughout the city, you know, like all the other deaths that we have seen in the Black community. Things happen, people riot, protest, and, you know, just it becomes a cycle. And I just want to get a feel of what the pulse is of you guys. Like, how do you guys feel?
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Did you start it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I can say that I'm feeling more hopeful than I did 2 weeks ago, maybe. But, every time I feel more hopeful, I see more bullshit on social media. Pardon the French. With things like, I support our good cops, and you know, talking about reshuffling or updating the police force or something, when we know that that's not where we need to go. So then it kind of makes me scared for half steps, you know? We need things like, we need to change the education system so that people know about, you know, that Black community that was thriving and was bombed. And we know about, you know, that's the history that needs to be taught in schools. You know, mortgage systems need to be changed.
Redlining.
Well, I mean, redlining is illegal, but it was what everything has been based on. So somehow we need to get past that.
Yeah, because this, I mean, we're going to attack a lot of issues at this one time. And excuse the airplane, we are live. So if you hear an airplane and some random wind blowing, we're outside.
It's COVID time.
And we're social distancing. Yes.
Got our mask on.
We're at the house, but Jenny has her mask on.
I got my mask on.
So, yes, I do feel like that all of that does need to be addressed. And in a sense, I feel like it's a lot to do at one time. We're trying to attack it all at one time, and it's not going to happen. And our primary focus right now, and it seems that, you know, the direction we're heading is to address this policing situation. So
That's the immediate need.
Mm-hmm. So where are you at emotionally and, you know, mentally with the everything that's going on, baby?
Honestly, you know, and I've answered this question a few times over. I'm depleted. And depleted is probably the most accurate word that I can find right now, because I'm exhausted of seeing my community hurting. I'm exhausted of seeing the community being tormented. I'm exhausted of
trying to have a position of defense when I feel like I shouldn't be defending. You know, I'm exhausted of worrying every time my husband leaves the house, is he gonna come back? And that's not a reality for everybody, and it's exhausting. I'm exhausted of putting on a professional face to work. I'm exhausted of encouraging and uplifting other people when I am down. It's hard, but I do it. Therefore, I'm depleted. And one thing that I really would hope that people would understand about how this feels is that if you consider a weed that's growing in your yard, the part that you see above the ground is small in comparison to the roots that are deep down under the soil.
Yeah. There's and a whole system of roots under there.
It's an incredibly intricate system of roots. Mm-hmm. And until it's completely dug up and addressed that this is there, it's always going to be there. It's going to keep growing back. And every time you pull at it, it's going to grow back stronger the next time. So really, the piece that was sticking above the soil is, you know, this percentage that we see that's caught on camera of racism, of injustice, of brutality. And then beneath the surface is stuff that we can't even begin to address until we figure out how to get a handle on what's actually seen. Yep. And caught on camera. Mm-hmm. So beneath the surface, we have, like you were saying, a lack of equality in education. There's inequities in healthcare. There's inequities in the workplace, professionalism, corporate America. There's inequities in, you know, home buying, like you were saying. It's a mess. And that's the intricate system of tightly knit systemic racism that's been beneath the surface for so long. And I hope this time in this civil uprising that we're able to not just tug at the top of what's going on, but really dig deep to try to get the whole root of the problem.
Yeah, and there are people in power that want this tightly woven system, mm-hmm, underneath, mm-hmm, to survive. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people need it. Like, people need this now. Like, it needs to happen now. And we've been saying now. I know from where I stand and sit for at least 10 years. At least 10 years. Like, right now, we need it now. Or otherwise, it's going to get ugly. And it has gotten ugly. Like, past 2 weeks, probably been the ugliest. Well, that first week after George died, it was probably the ugliest week, mm-hmm, of Minnesota history. I mean, you got rising cases of a pandemic. We had the most deaths we've ever had during that time, where people were dying from the pandemic and the protests and, mm-hmm, everything burning down, businesses hurting, that's people out of jobs. Like,
devastation.
Probably the worst turn in history of Minnesota. So, you know, this has to only go up from here, and we're just figuring out, like, how and where does that go. I feel like there are a lot of issues that we need to address, and we can do that here, just starting here with the conversation and move in a forward direction that makes it better for the community. So is there any type of hobby, or what's your pearl, Jenny? Is there a pearl that you would like to share with us today? What's your passion, or what are you fighting for?
Well, I'm super passionate about this police brutality. I have been for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And things to be fair, You know, I was grown up on, but that's not fair, you know? So that's huge. But if we're talking about, like, what's my pearl in coping when things go bad like this, I would have to say gardening is a pearl. Art is a pearl. I'm really enjoying art and doing different things. Those are my two pearls that help divert my attention from the really important pearls. And not that I want to, you know, always divert. You know, these things that are happening right now are really important, and they're really forward moving for our people.
Absolutely.
All people. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping that you know, there are some slivers of sunlight that keep coming through. The governor today, somebody asked him about hurrying up and getting some things taken care of. And they said, you know, this is a process that takes time. And he kind of said, listen, we've been messing around with this stuff. There have been ideas for decades on how to deal with this. And we just keep saying, this is going to take time. And he said, now is the time. We need to do it now. Mm-hmm. So those give me little slivers of sunlight in the darkness.
Yeah, yeah. You see a lot of companies, and I saw a couple owners, Minnesota Vikings owner, put up $5 million. A lot of people putting up a lot of money towards the social injustices, and I applaud that. Like, that's big, man. This is change right in front of our face. This is 2020 happening real time, and if you ain't with it, you're going to be left behind. You're going to be confused on what's going on. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be a part of this change, definitely connect with us, and we can show you how we help in this change. And you could be a part of that too. You can share your pearl. You're welcome to come on the show, spit your thoughts and your comments. We are better together. I don't keep saying that just because it sounds good. I believe it's true. We are better together. We're stronger together. We're smarter together. So don't hold back. If you are experiencing too much social media, divert yourself, yes. Pull back.
Go to the garden.
Go to the garden. Yes. Find a pearl.
Heal and recover, mm-hmm. I would say.
Heal and recover.
That's important so that you have the strength to get up and do all the good work again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I wouldn't say
fertilize the soul.
But yeah. Yes, none of those things are a distraction. Rather, healing and recharging so that you're able to do it again. You're able to get up and you're able to strap on your boots and march the march. For equality and march and participate in the good fight.
Yep, because that's what we're in right now. We got election season coming up.
Oh my gosh.
In about 5 months. Make sure you register to vote. We are going to do a campaign to get people to make sure that they
Please
are registered.
Vote.
We're going to get a movement
yes,
to
vote.
Get people motivated to get out and know who are the people that are out there they're voting for, because knowledge is key. If you don't know who you're voting for or what the voting process is, you're probably not going to do it. More chances than not, then you're not going to do it if you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be an effort to move that forward. Make sure you stay tuned to that. We have some new gear online. Check it out. We are Better Together gear. Jenny got hers on the way. We'll be here shortly. Stay tuned for pictures.
Yeah.
So, a lot going on.
Be part of the movement, you know? The worst thing that you could do is nothing at all.
Ooh.
Do your best to, I mean, even if all you could do is wear a t-shirt in solidarity, mm-hmm. you're not able to get out and march, you're not the protesting type, you don't feel like rioting and looting is for you, but do something.
Do something.
Write a poem and share it.
Yes.
Have a conversation with family and friends and talk about what this means to you and pledge, charge yourself to do something.
Support your representative.
Support a yes. graduate. Yes. Shout out to our graduates of 2020. We're going to give y'all a hand on that for completing your journey. Good job. Keep it up. This has been a rough year, but you got this. Keep going. Is there anything else y'all want to share? Can you show what? I didn't get any. I feel weird calling you Tanisha. Is that your name?
Oh my gosh.
This her you name know, is Baby. Baby, you
no,
got anything
wait, don't
else?
Don't call me that on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
You know, I do want to say I just want to put in here a little mention to how and why Jenny is here. Jenny and I were former coworkers, and we met at a time of transition in my life when I was new to Health Partners, and 10 years later we have developed an incredible bond, like a sisterhood, and Jenny has always been an advocate and stood up for me when I experienced my own struggles with inequality in the workplace and lack of professionalism, and I've seen how passionate she is about equality, and what that means to her means a lot to me. So that's how Jenny and I know each other, and that's why Jenny's here. You don't have to be black to be down for the cause. And you don't have to be of color to be supportive.
In case you couldn't tell. that I'm not
but I think that's part of the solution is being able to come together and have these difficult conversations, because out of difficulty comes beauty, and out of struggle comes triumph. And if we are truly ever going to be better together, we have to be able to have these tough conversations and still remain in a positive direction after them. That's my two cents.
Yep.
I love it.
We make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We just aim to be better all the time. That's the point. We're all trying to just get through every day and
yeah.
hey, you know, try to live a better life. And if you can't do that by pushing other people forward in front of you, what's the point, man?
Yeah.
And that's been the beautiful thing about all of it. I mean, there's been some ugly sides, but the beautiful thing about it is the community coming together and the amount of support to help one another. Like, you go out to the site, you see, like, so many different colors and shades of people just giving out just stuff to help out others. It's just a beautiful thing to see. It's what Minneapolis is all about. I love the city. Love to see the people come together like they have been. And hey, that's why we're pearls. We're all a different type of pearl, and we come together and we make the world a better place. So with that, I hope y'all be blessed and everything out there is safe for y'all. Make sure you keep your social distance, 6 feet at the minimum. And till next
thanks
time,
thanks for tuning in.
Y'all,
tune in again.
We are better together, and we will see y'all next time. Take care. Bye, y'all.